This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wayne from Concord, you're listening to The Morning Roast. Spadoni, the Italians love you.
And Chasky.
Chasky, you're pretty cool too.
Right there. There you go. They love them. They love me. They love the Warriors right now? That's the question. It's a bad loss. We've been talking about it all show. Like, you can't sugarcoat something like that. We're not Joe Lacob here. I got it. Don't worry. We're not going to do any sugarcoating when it comes to the Golden State Warriors in games like this.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You can sit here and do a sugarcoat job.
You lost to a Nuggets team that you needed to beat, and they didn't have their two best players. It's as simple as that. Now, is this a one-off? Is this something that concerns you going forward? Stephen Curry did not play well. He mentioned some fatigue, mainly from his back. Steve Kerr mentioned that Steph looked tired. Like, do you rest him tonight? 888-957-9570, or do you need to start him? And this is turning into a gotta-have-it kind of a game against a Milwaukee's Bucks team that is also playing for playoff positioning. You know, you look at the Eastern Conference right now, the Bucks, they're sitting at the 4 seed, they're 38-29. They're only clinging to a playoff seed. They're only what? Two up on the Detroit Pistons. And yeah, that's the difference between home court and non-home court. So you got the Pistons right behind them. You got the Pacers right behind them. Like, they need to keep winning too. So, and they're coming off a bad loss. Dude, who they just lost to the Pacers, right? When Tyrese Haliburton had that 4-point play for the win.
Uh-huh.
That was insane. That was crazy. I don't know if that was their last loss, but that was one of their losses. So yeah, Bucks are going to come in hungry as well. And you know, Dame time. I think I got a message here. It's like, Spadoni, where is it? I'm pulling a Steiny here. 650, memo to Spadoni. They spelled Spadoni with a Y, by the way. If I do love the different like spellings of my last name. There's some ways I didn't even know you could spell Spadoni, but they're finding new ways to do it every time. If you do the Dame time celebrating like you're repping Oakland, we will endlessly cook your ass. Do I do that? I don't do Dame time. I don't know what even that means.
I don't know.
I don't think I'm going to see. I hope I don't see Dame time because that means the Warriors lost. But I have respect for Dame Lillard. He's Oakland's own, and I don't root against him. But you know, if you're a Warriors fan, yeah, you don't want to be seeing Dame time. That means things went wrong tonight in Golden State. Hi.
I don't know if you know this. Dame's from Oakland.
Yes, that's good.
No, I know, but that's going to be...
That's why he wears the zero on his jersey, the O for Oakland. Did you know
really?
That? It's a very fun fact about
Damian
Lillard.
I actually did not know that.
Every time...
I didn't know. Seriously,
every time
know
he
that.
Plays in these games, that's what everyone does. Like, I don't know if you know this.
I thought it was for the zero championships that he has. Oh, like, I mean, oh, does that mean?
Oh,
I'm sorry. I had to.
Tonight is a Quinn Post game. If they're going to play Brook Lopez, you play Quinn Post.
Pre and post game?
Real quick.
What?
Coming off the loss you had last night. Tonight's a Quinn post game?
Yeah, it is.
No, it needs to be a Stephen Curry and Jimmy Butler game.
No,
it does not
Steph
need to,
needs
they're
to
resting,
sit.
So.
Oh, God.
This is a Jimmy game, and I need Kuminga.
Quinn
and
post
I need Pods.
Game.
No, I need the others to step up. Yesterday, what happened for the Denver Nuggets? The others, like all these random guys. I've never even heard of Peyton Watson, of Hunter Tyson. And those guys all contributed.
Those sounded like create players from 2K.
Okay. Zeke Nagy.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's his name.
Dude, you know Chonchar? Come on, dude. Vlatko?
Unbelievable facial hair.
He's great. It's all time.
He looked like someone out of a movie. All right. But like Aaron Gordon is not a superstar. Like he's their third or fourth best player on a given night.
But he's a good player.
But last night he played like a superstar.
He did.
He had 38. I mean, if you told me he went for 50 and 25, I would have believed you.
Yeah.
Actually, I think his rebounding numbers look low compared to what I thought he had. Russell Westbrook played out of his mind.
And you're going to be playing up against another athletic big guy who's much better than Aaron Gordon, who has won a league MVP, who has won a finals MVP, and one of the best players still in the game today, Giannis Antetokounmpo. That guy is a load. And I'm looking at Draymond with the coverage there. I'm looking at Quentin Post. Again, like, is Kevon Looney? Dude, I think he might have to play Trayce Jackson-Davis, who's had some success against Giannis in the past.
Yeah.
Maybe you do play TJD tonight.
Looney's, look... Looney, he's going to always go back to Looney, and I get why, because he's a trusted player for him. But there's been some really rough matchups for Looney. As much as I love him, like the number one need for the Warriors in the offseason, because Joe, they need more shooting. Every team needs more shooting. They need a bouncy big. A bouncy big. If that guy from the Hornets is available in the offseason, you go get him.
I don't want to touch that.
If Lively or Gafford is available and they're going to sell, you go get one of those guys. Any bouncy big who can be a rim runner has to be priority number one, two, and three for this team in the offseason. They cannot go into another year with a guy under 7 feet who can't jump.
Well, I was thinking about the team that's right on your heels still, not the Minnesota Timberwolves, but the team that's one game back behind you that you finished the season with on April 13th. Los Angeles Clippers, and I was sleeping on this fact too because you're flirting with a play-in conversation potentially against that team. Zubac kills them. Like, that's another one. I'm just going through all the Western Conference right now of the teams
okay.
that size that
Zubac.
Give them... Zubac kills you.
These are non-frontline players because you're going to say, yo, Aaron Gordon,
right?
OG Anunoby
OG
in the East obviously did to you.
Right.
Don't sleep on Scottie Barnes and them boys. I mean, Boucher, who's not that big, was hitting threes and going to the lane.
You're
going to
see him on Thursday.
Exactly.
That same Raptors team, right? So Jaren Jackson
Miles
Jr., right?
Turner killed them earlier this year.
Right? And we know what the big boy, like the LeBrons of the world, but Luka's a big body.
Yes.
Like, some of these guys that can get in the paint and be crafty.
Rui's giving them fits at
Rui,
times.
Hachimura, Jackson
and
Hayes.
Vanderbilt, Jackson Hayes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like...
Athletic big players.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why you got Jimmy Butler in all of this. Again, we're bringing it back here. Why? Because we're talking about Stephen Curry and physical teams give him fits, and he looked like a player that was tired, and it looked like a player that was a little compromised yesterday. Steve Kerr, again, asked yesterday if he's going to rest Stephen Curry potentially tonight.
Potentially. I don't know what, you know, I got to talk to Rick, but he's exhausted right now. So we've got to absolutely consider giving him a night, getting him rejuvenated for the sake of him and our, you know, the remainder of our games. But we'll see. But I think he's been tired the last few games. And so we've got to find a way to get him his juice back.
Stephen Curry responded to that.
I feel fine. Obviously, I didn't play great at all, so everybody's going to, including coach, is going to try to figure out why. And mostly the turnovers, dumb plays all night, but had a really good run. You expect to have a level of consistency and whatnot, so when it doesn't happen, it becomes a question. I feel like more so my back that I was dealing with the last couple of days, see how that responds tomorrow. Otherwise, feel pretty solid.
Draymond Green also asked about Stephen Curry being tired.
This game, 68. I think we are tired. It's the reality of the NBA. So we just got to all figure out a way. But I think, you know, all things considered, everybody's tired. You know, you usually, when the season works, you kind of start off the season fresh and kind of get to a point to where you maybe after, it used to be like late January, early February, really late January, you start getting into them dog days. And then you get to the All-Star break and you kind of get rejuvenated coming out of the break. And then you kind of get to this point and it's like, not quite, can't quite see the All-Star break anymore, but you can't quite see the end yet, you know? Gonna hit those dog days again, and that's where everybody is right now in the NBA. Unfortunately, we got a lot to play for in these games, so you know, you don't get the luxury of tricking off games or, you know, a bunch of rest. We need to win games, so.
You need to win games, and again, Draymond Green talking about it there, Jimmy Butler talked about it. Like, we don't want to hear the excuses. It's kind of like, and again, we do radio, it's not the same, like for like, but Shasky, we both get here and wake up around 3:30 or 4 in the morning. We don't want to hear that anyone else is tired. Like, we're tired. We know.
Joe, after I saw 50 different articles about how they hung out in New York after hours all together.
And they almost tricked off that game in Brooklyn against the Nets.
I mean,
probably should have lost, quite frankly.
I don't want to hear about tired. I just don't. Yeah. I mean, you know who's tired? All of us.
Yeah.
All of us who are working, you know, all odd end hours for minimal pay with families up our you know what's because.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because we're trying to balance all the drama. I don't want to, most normal people don't want to hear from athletes making it, even if they are physically depreciated. Like, we don't want to hear it.
And again, we're not crushing Draymond Green there. He's just speaking the like reality. He's like, yeah, we're all tired. Like, they're not using that excuse.
I agree with him.
Exactly. We're agreeing with Draymond and Steph where it's like, yeah, sure. Like, we're not, we're not in the excuse business. Like, championship players do not make those excuses. They just don't.
100%.
They just don't. And I appreciate that from the players, but I also understand Steve Kerr wanting to say, you know, through the media, speak, hey, Steph, we're probably not going to play tomorrow. Like, that's kind of what I got from that. Now, is Steph going to knock down the door and say, no, I'm playing tonight. Like, my back is fine. This is where you need to protect the player from himself, though, and say, you know what, Steph, like LeBron, like these players, like, no, you're good. Like, you're not playing tonight. We have Jimmy Butler. We have Draymond. Let's get a big win here without you. Kind of like the Nuggets did yesterday to us without their two best players.
But, like, Jimmy shouldn't be tired. He sat out for 2 months.
Well, he's not. I don't think Jimmy, like.
No, I know. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, yeah. Draymond and Steph, they're older, way older. They got a lot of mileage. Buddy Hield, he shouldn't have an excuse. GP2?
No.
Quentin? Moses? Right. JK, who's been out for months. Now, if the ankle's hurting him, that's a different story. I get the two top dogs saying they're tired. I don't really want to hear it from anybody else.
Samita. We love Samita in Los Gatos. She's calling the show, 888-957-9570. Are we starting or sitting Stephen Curry tonight against the Milwaukee Bucks? What's up, Samita?
Hey, Joe and Joe. Listen, last night's game was a debacle. It was sloppy. There was no energy. I mean, really, we lost to a team led by, you know, Aaron Gordon, like no Jokic, no Murray. It was bad, but here's my issue is, okay, Steph is tired or he's tweaked his back or he's 37. I don't, whatever the reason is, that's why we got Jimmy Butler.
Exactly.
And Butler said in a press conference a few days ago, like when asked about him scoring points, he was like, when it's my time, you'll know it's my time. I'm like, hey, guess what, Jimmy? It's your time. It's your time now, because we are not in the regular season as far as the Warriors are concerned. We are in a playoff run. If we want to do anything in the postseason, we have to lock down right now. And the fact that we've done so well so far, we've beat teams that, quite frankly, I'm not that impressed with. Like, the teams weren't that great. So coming down this home stretch and whatever's left of this season, we got to treat it like it's a playoff run if we want to not slip down, because as you guys mentioned before, the West is really deep. So, you know, the Lakers are on a streak, like, you know, OKC is on a streak. Like, come on, we got to treat the rest of the season. Every game is serious. Having said that, they do have to rest Steph, because we can't have him running on E when we get into the postseason. But Jimmy's got to step up, and everybody else has got to play way with much more intensity.
Completely agree.
Great call.
What a great call from Samita.
I'm looking at this stretch. The next big stretch for him, not for him, but for this team, Tuesday, April 1st, so April Fool's Day, it starts. It's Warriors-Grizzlies. Then April 3rd, Warriors-Lakers. Then the back end of a back-to-back, you're playing the Nuggets for the last time. And then you got the Rockets April 6th. So that four-game stretch, Grizzlies, Lakers, Nuggets, Rockets. That's the top. That's all four teams that are above you in the standings. Like, that is going to tell a lot about this team. Oh, and by the way, you got the Clippers a couple games after that in the last game of the season. So, like,
How many games left?
14.
Oh, my God.
14. The home stretch is coming here, Joe Shasky.
Oh, my God.
This is, that's why last night's loss. Ugh. It was a bad loss.
Because if you won last night,
it's a bad loss.
You could
no Christian Brown, by the way, either. Like, yeah. That baked into all that. So
who's your sixth man?
Exact. So three of their best players.
Yes,
were
out.
Not just the two. We didn't mention him. The aforementioned, because he's dealing with a foot injury. I didn't even mention him because he didn't play. But like, there were three of their best players out. Three of them, and you lose that game. You had Jimmy. You had Steph. You have Draymond. You feel like you had a chance to win every single game.
They need to run more Jimmy sets. I'm telling you. They need to use him in the block more down the stretch of games.
Maybe this is a blessing that they're going to force to do that going forward
now.
When
you lose, it makes you really reconsider everything. So maybe.
I want to hear from Jimmy Butler after the game. He talked about this being a Kerr said it was a natural letdown. Like, natural? Like, no. Like, I don't like hearing that, because it feels like an excuse when you say a natural letdown. I don't like that. Jimmy was asked about that.
Yeah, but that's no excuse. I think that's when you get guys that play incredibly hard to prove that they belong in this league. Good for them. We just didn't bring it tonight from jump, no matter who was on the floor. I'm not going to say that we overlooked anybody. We weren't the most physical team. We didn't execute. We didn't get back. We didn't do anything that got us these wins as of late.
You know, one thing that nobody's going to bring up this morning is that when you don't have Jokic on the floor, they actually don't have a lot of guys that you would isolate in a pick and roll. Mm-mm. And so, like, what a big problem is for them on both ends of the floor, they're so Jokic reliant on offense, duh, because he's amazing, right? On defense, he's the guy everyone is pick and rolling and trying to hunt. And so that perpetually puts their defensive sets in rotations.
Yeah.
And they're in scramble mode. When you don't have him on the floor, and if you look at the combinations they were playing yesterday, there aren't a lot of really porous defenders. Even Russ is a guy, like, yes, he's not the greatest defender.
Energy, though. Yeah.
He's going to try really hard, and he makes up for it with hustle and maybe some of the loose ball stuff and things like that. And so there really wasn't a particular person you could hunt yesterday in the half court. And that's something that's going to get lost in today's, like, frustration or whatever. Like, yes, no Jokic, you got to win that game. The offset is, like, they actually had a better defensive personnel out there to combat what you do really, really well. I know that sounds crazy.
No, it's not. And that's why.
But do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I would have liked to see Quentin Post more because I think he would have been a mismatch on the floor there.
Exactly.
Because of his size and his shooting ability.
And you just take the positive. Like, yes. if he rips off three threes in a row, you'll take that if he's given up a couple of dunks at the lane.
Absolutely. Bobby's in Los Altos, wants to join in the conversation. He's very frustrated with this loss yesterday. How you doing, Bobby?
Hey, thank you for taking the call. Listen, look, this isn't college, so there's no such thing as a quality win and a bad loss. A win is a win as it relates to playoff seeding. But, my God, first of all, the saddest I've ever heard Tim Roy in my life was the end of that Utah game where we lost that game. And then let's think about these losses. So the fans are outside protesting the Luka trade, and we can't beat Dallas. Then we lose to the Tankadelphia 76ers. And then last night, when I heard that alert on Willard and Dibbs that those two weren't playing, if I was a betting man, I don't know if I would have taken Denver, but I definitely would have taken the whatever 8 points. And just the thing that was so frustrating about it to me is that, you know, if Denver's going to be hot and it's their night and they're going to win, that's great. The thing is, you just felt like the Warriors at the end were going to pull it out at the very end. They were going to be done playing with their food somewhere around the middle of the fourth quarter, and we would just put them out of their misery. And it just never happened, and they kept holding us on and on. And I don't think there was a lack of effort. They tried really hard. There was a lot of energy spent. But the turnovers were just, I mean, it was just atrocious. And I'm going to say this as respectfully as possible, and I may get banned from the station, but when Steph threw that, I don't even know what it was. It's not an alley-oop. I don't even know what that thing was.
It was a pass to the first row. It was an automatic dunk 99.9% of the times. You're talking about the Kuminga play, the 3-on-2.
Yeah, yes. You know what that was to me? And I apologize, everybody. Please don't ban me. That was a reverse night-night. That was the play where I said, oh, the game is over. And that was the saddest part to me.
How about the one where he like did the Pistol Pete, like, thanks, I call Bobby. It bowling.
It was a night terror is what it was. That was just worse than nightmares, a night terror.
Sleepwalking?
It's just traumatic. That was night terror for fans.
So my dog's getting really, 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 really old, right? Oh. And it's kind of sad. Mm-hmm. Poor Leo, he's the best, right? Mm-hmm. He really is. He's the best.
I'm sad. Yeah.
And every night now, I'll like wake up and like he's whimpering about going to the bathroom, and he's just peeing all over the house.
Yeah.
And that's what it was last night with the Warriors. They were just peeing all over the house, and I stepped right into it.
Jeez. What a visual there! Those were the wet spots.
You have socks on too.
Yeah. Oh, that's the
worst. I don't
wear
socks to bed.
Okay. Well, no, you know what? You know, that's the worst when you're like just taking off your shoes and then you step in something. Like, why is this wet? I don't know what it is.
It drives me bananas. Poor guy. I love him.
So do the Golden State Warriors. 888-957-9570, the number. Should we start or sit Stephen Curry tonight dealing with a back problem? Well, Steph says he's playing through it right now because he feels good.
No, if I'm out there playing, it's because I feel good enough to play, feel good enough to be myself, so I don't ever kind of marinate on an injury or something that you're feeling, because if I'm out there, I'm supposed to play better than I did tonight.
Well, yeah, but also, like, I don't like when you have to say, if I'm out there, I feel good enough to play. I get it. There's part of me where it's like, in the postseason, that's the thing. If you're good enough to, yes, it's the regular season now, man. Like, You take some games off here. That's why we got Jimmy Butler. But again, you lose yesterday. It heightens today's game and matchup even more, and I don't feel good about it if they don't have Stephen Curry.
So the reverse nightmare, people are saying from the 408, is the insomnia.
Oh,
can't sleep or sleep at all after that performance.
That's a good one. Remember the show, it was Insomniac with David Tell?
David Tell.
Great
really good.
Show.
The movie Insomnia was a great movie as well.
Yeah, Al Pacino and Robin Williams. Very good.
Very underrated.
Randolph is in the ATL, baby. Hotlanta. What's up, Randy? What you got?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up?
Chilling, dude. How's the ATL doing?
Hey, what's going on? I'm good, man. I really just got to – the Steph kind of lost us that game yesterday, and I think it's because he's tired, and he has the right to be. Man, he's been doing this for a long time. He's 37, man. So he gets a little pass more so than the rest of the team. I know Draymond said we're all tired, but yeah, Steph's a little bit older than you, and he carries the team more than you do. So I feel like that – and he just seemed like not himself the last couple of games. So I felt like since Nikola Jokic was out and Murray was out, y'all should have let Steph get a rest and put the onus on the rest of the team to kind of build the confidence in them to feel like, all right, we can play without Steph. We don't need him to be Superman every night. And Steph needs to learn how to not be Superman every night because Jimmy Butler should have took over the rest of that game.
I completely agree.
Thanks, Randolph. Yeah.
I completely agree.
It's a good call. 888-957-9570.
Kind of what I've been saying since 6 o'clock this morning. That had a Jimmy written all over it in the final 5 minutes, and I think Steph got a little out of whack. He's an all-time legend. He's a great player. Played terrible down the stretch.
I mean, let's call it what it is. Like, this has been kind of like the first real, like, legit opponent, albeit without their two best players, but like playoff opponent in a playoff type of a atmosphere, but a matchup.
You don't think either Knick matchup was that?
The Knicks, I don't think
a pretty
the Warriors.
Good record.
No, they do. I just don't think the Warriors viewed that Knicks team like they viewed this Nuggets team.
Okay. But also, like, I do think that the commonality between the two
and the Nuggets,
the big physical bigs,
the Nuggets have beaten you 8 straight times.
Well, there's something
like that. There is something to be said about that. Yeah. And playing tight, and I feel like Steve Kerr knew that heading into it, and he coached a little tight. And Stephen Curry, call it what it is, tight back, I don't know, but he played tight late, and the lackadaisical like nature of it all, just a poor, poor performance overall. Can you sweep that one under the rug, get a bounce back win tonight, and finish the homestand at 6-1? That'd be nice. And it's funny, Bobby broke it all down, right? You know, some of the losses that you've had in the Jimmy Butler era now, you look back, and you just traded for Jimmy, so I'm not really going to count the Lakers one because that was the first game out of there. But you can if you want. The Lakers lost. And then you had the Mavericks lost. So after, again, as you mentioned, the fans protesting. Then you had the Quentin Grimes game with Philadelphia and no Jimmy Butler because he had back spasms.
Called it Tankadelphia.
Yeah, he did. By the way, you see Quentin Grimes' last 10 games? Going back to that March 1st game against the Warriors, 44 points. 30 points, 25, 35, 29, 28, 46 yesterday.
He's becoming TJ Warren in the bubble.
He's unbelievable. He's only 24, too. Quentin Grimes. Hey, shout out to him. Who was the boy that they had earlier? The guy, like, who was it? God, I can't think of his name. Early on in the season, he got hurt, and he was awesome for the Sixers. I can't think of his name right now. He was like one of the rookies of the year. They were Tyrese Maxey?
No, Maxey's been around.
He's been around. No, not Maxey. God, I can't think of it.
It's the guy with the Sixers big butt from France rookie that everyone talks about.
Jared McCain.
Oh,
there we go. No. He was sick, dude. He was awesome. So we got him and Grimes going next year? Dude, I can't wait for that. Quentin Grimes.
Yeah.
Jared McCain.
10 seed, here we come.
Hey, Philadelphia. Again, they stink. By the way, Paul George, talk about
Podcast B.
Real quick on that. Paul George, the injections, he has to be missed the rest of the season?
Yeah, they dodged a bullet.
Warriors absolutely dodged a bullet.
And
are you kidding me?
Definitely on his way out the door.
Yeah, he's
so is Podcast P.
Is he going back to Pandemic P?
I mean, they're done. Couldn't have happened to a better freaking team.
Coach Duran, Union City, real quick, we'll get to you, Coach Duran. Stephen Curry on the Nuggets playing without Jokic and Murray and still getting the dub.
We didn't find out till probably whatever it was, an hour, 40 minutes, whatever it was before the game. Yeah, it's just a totally different team, and it's guys that have the ball in their hands a lot more than they usually do, and they're playing free, and they know they have a free shot at us, and You know, Aaron Gordon played unbelievable. Russ controlled the game the whole time. Porter Jr. got him off to a good start that kind of settled him in. So they just had guys that played a lot harder than we did tonight. And as much as we tried to come back, every time we made a run, it was like, oh, you're down 8, you're down 10, you're down 12, as opposed to really, you know, threatening them with a real comeback. So you got to credit them. They played great, but also whenever we have the amount of turnovers you did, and not even the amount, the type, that can't happen. And obviously that starts with me.
I'd like him to say, like, I was a big part of that. They also had two offensive fouls, you know, one where Steph did hit a circus three and another one on an inbound play in the final 5 minutes.
It's just, you just say, hey, I wasn't good enough today. I was a big part of the reason why we lost.
It's okay.
It's okay to say that. Yeah. Absolutely. We're going to go to Coach Duran here.
Kuminga had this strip on the sideline, and I was believing that they were going to come back and win that game.
Yeah, bull. It was, again.
Sitting on a platter.
And sitting on, they wanted to lose that game.
But I give Denver a lot of credit. They answered every big shot that the Warriors came through with. They either had an interception, they created a turnover, and then they came down, and then they hit a big shot.
And they got some luck involved. But again, luck only happens to when the team that's been playing if you're busting your butt. Like, that happens to the players. Like, we see it in football all the time. They get the lucky fumble or lucky bounce goes this way. Like, but it's baked into you being so good that stuff like that happens. When you're bad, it's the opposite.
You never heard there's two different ways of saying this, but the more I practice, the luckier I get. The harder I play, the luckier I get.
I love that.
I've heard them both.
That's a great phrase right there.
Primarily in baseball and in golf.
Absolutely.
I've heard those things.
I love the one in baseball, the ball will always find you when you get out
it's
there.
It's true. It's like a magnet.
Absolutely. Coach Duran in Union City.
Hey, Coach.
He wants to talk about Stephen Curry.
Who do you coach, Hoops?
Coach!
Hey, Joe and Joe.
Yo.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up?
Oh, man, that Warrior game, dude, that was a struggle yesterday. We got Stone Cold Stunner, rock bottom by the Nuggets. They came, they held their own, and Warriors thought it was going to be easy cakewalk. But, yeah, for tonight, I'll rest Steph, let him kick back, get a couple of hot water bottles and the Shaquille O'Neal Icy Hot, chill with a nice piece of cheese pizza. Yeah, just kick back, and then hopefully he'll get better the next couple of days. But Dub Nation, hey, we're not out. We're still coming.
There you go. Hey, we got a Stone Cold Stunner and a Rock Bottom reference. My day's already made right there.
And a Shaq Icy Hot.
I love that. The Stone Cold Stunner, I still think, is the best finisher of all. It's so disrespectful.
It's my favorite.
And it tells me a lot about the wrestler that's taking it if they could do the sell job. Scott Hall, rest in peace.
Shane McMahon took the greatest stunner of all time.
No. Scott Hall. I know Scott Hall.
I love Scott Hall. Best chest hair in wrestling history.
The Rock, also a great one. And Triple H could also take a hell of a Stone Cold Stunner.
Yeah, but I like the way Shane Mack bounced off. It was just incredible.
You got to do the sell.
Also, I'd say Vince McMahon underratedly took a great Stone Cold Stunner.
Yeah, but it looked so awful when
he did it.
That was great. Talk about awful human beings.
Hey, Vince is turning into, if you see his hair, he looks like Paulie Walnuts right now.
Or the mustache.
The whole thing.
It's not good. Hockey?
Whoa!
Hockey? Or hacky? Who's this?
Hockey
in Baltimore.
I thought you wanted to just go to Sharks Talk there first.
No. Did they do anything yesterday?
Sam got hockey? So excited, like he got subbed into the game.
Shoehorn that one in.
Change! Here I come! He went flying over the boards.
Hockey is in Baltimore. Wants to join the conversation. By the way, who was it? DeAndre Hopkins now a Baltimore Raven. Did you know that, Joshi asked?
Where wide receivers' careers go to end.
What's up, Hockey? What you got, man?
Just so we can clarify, I'm not a Ravens fan. I'm a Redskins fan. So
okay,
that's all right.
But you know, watching that game yesterday, I knew early on we weren't going to win. When you've been a fan for this team as long as we have, you can just feel when we come off flat like that. We're hard to beat ourselves. And 20 turnovers, I can't remember the last time we've had 20 turnovers, but it was disgusting. And one thing I can say that I took away from the game, well, actually two things. Poe should play more, and Moody is losing his minutes. And that's hurtful to see already. So I don't know what to expect tonight. Obviously, I believe that they're going to win. I just don't, like I said, I don't want Steph to play. But I don't want Moody's minutes to go away either. So
would you agree there's a balancing act? There's a balancing act. Like, it's GP2, Moody, Buddy Hield, I guess Pod's a little in there. Like, in terms of kind of that extra guard, maybe that third guard, depending on their lineups. And GP2 had a great game a couple games ago, but like this one, I thought that you got some threes early. I thought they went with the wrong guy in the final 6 minutes. I would have went with Moody before GP2.
I don't think Buddy should be playing at all.
Well, trust me. I kind of agree.
It's killing us. It's killing. And like I said, he has to understand it. And right now we are the sixth seed. I don't really know who we're going to end up playing. I don't know how this is going to play out. But when it comes to a 7-game series, when you look at Vegas, based off yesterday to today, they still got us as the sixth best odds. And I'll take that from 2 weeks ago. We were, 14, 15,
yes,
16?
Yes, I agree.
Listen, ugly losses are ugly losses. And, you know, when we lose, everyone wants to talk about us. But, I mean, this is a good reset, regroup. Whatever happens comes out today. And then we just got to prepare for these next 2 weeks as a roller coaster, because that's what it's going to be. That's just bottom line.
Well, speaking of roller coasters, the Buddy Hield experience is the Mad Mouse, like we talked about a couple weeks ago.
I mean, it is what it is at this point, Buddy Hield. But when you get a good Buddy Hield performance, you're probably going to win the game. If you don't, well, you've been winning without him having a lot of good games, though, either.
25-plus minutes and you don't score a bucket, it's tough.
Unfortunately, I have no rebuttal, or I can't tell you anything to make you feel better about that, Joe Shosky.
It's just tough.
But he's going to keep playing, and he's going to keep getting those minutes. It is what it is at this point. Again, Brandon Podziemski, his stroke was getting a little bit better when he was playing. He was out the last few games with a back injury. So hopefully you get him back tonight, and maybe that's some more minutes that he can be allocated to a guy like that who can knock down a three ball.
You know who Buddy Hield reminds me of? I'm going to go cross-sport analogy here. He's got a lot of Brandon Belt in him. And the reason why I say that is, no, there would go weeks where Belt would do nothing of significance.
And then he'd have
a 2-week stretch where he was just on fire. And then you look up at his averages, and his averages were always around 250, 260, and he'd hit about 20 home runs and, 70. And I look at Buddy Hield's shooting percentages, and I'm like, he is the most erratic 39% three-point shooter I've ever seen in my life.
Am I wrong?
Imagine the Buddy Wars if he had a pair of rings.
I was not expecting a Buddy Hield Brandon Belt comp today, but you know what? I'm not mad at it.
But do you get what I'm saying?
You're not wrong.
People will be like, for example, right now, I'm looking at Clay's numbers and I'm looking at Buddy Hield's numbers, Clay with the Mavericks.
Sure.
And, Clay's averaging 14, he's shooting 39%, and Buddy's 11.5, shooting 39%. And it's wow, if you told me Buddy was shooting 22% from three-point line, I would believe you.
Well, it was funny. BPA called in earlier. He said he was watching the game. He's like, yeah, the Warriors had 20-plus turnovers. I don't know how much the Nuggets had, but it felt like they didn't have as many. I was like, well, you look at the game.
And they're identical.
They're identical.
I've read a lot.
20 turnovers apiece. But if you watched the game, to his point, if you watched it, the turnovers that the Nuggets had, they weren't as costly.
No, they weren't the live ball turnovers that the Warriors have. And here's the hard part with Buddy. But he's actually playing really good defense. He's contesting shots.
I know that
sounds insane.
No, he has been.
He was contesting shots. Michael Porter Jr. hit one in his face. He played great defense.
He did, and Michael Porter Jr. did not shoot the ball well yesterday at all. 3 of 10 from beyond the arc, 7 of 18 overall, but he did have 21 points. He did get double figures in the boards, though. He was attacking the glass, 10 boards for him.
I feel like Buddy's game opens up when he hits a left-handed layup, when he hits a little runner or whatever, and then all of a sudden his shots start falling. It's just, he's so erratic. He is. He's so erratic.
Just like Fast Five.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
Trades are hard.
Well, it's time for Xfinity Fast Five, where we give our final thoughts of the show. Brought to you by the next generation 10G network, only from Xfinity. The future starts now with Joe the Butcher Boy Chess.
Over the weekend... This is my final thought. Over the weekend, me and the little guy actually watched college baseball over college basketball.
Why?
Because it would happen to be on all these different channels. And I wanted to look at Mississippi State Stadium. And I wanted to look at North Carolina Stadium. Yeah, I know. See? I don't know why. We were hung up on college baseball.
What are the stadiums like?
They're really cool. Did you know Mississippi State won the college baseball championship in 2021?
No.
Did you know that the SEC has won it basically 3 years in a row?
I know LSU's been around. Yeah, they've
SEC
won.
SEC good at sports in college? That's so unlike them.
Well,
but I started thinking about
SEC's
my nephew.
SEC's dominating basketball, too. They had 13 selections or something.
That's true. Yeah. He's going to Arkansas, another top five program in baseball.
Razorbacks.
And I got to go to some college baseball stadiums. Okay. So that's my final thought.
That's your final thought.
It's on my bucket list. It's on my to-do.
Maybe start here in the Bay Area where we do have some good baseball
teams.
No,
SEC.
Okay, but we
have going to SEC. I've been to Sunken Diamond.
SEC is probably a little bit different than college.
Well,
I've been to
Sunken
Diamond.
No, it is.
Which is a cool stadium in Stanford.
No, I was going to say, but we have, like I'm not sleeping on, like, our baseball teams are actually legit here. I know our basketball teams, but chat real quick on our basketball teams.
Santa Clara's decent, too, yeah.
Shout out Cal Women's Basketball.
Yeah.
They're in the tourney, baby.
The only one.
That's right. The Bears.
Let's go.
Let's go.
USF in the NIT for men.
I actually think they're taking on the aforementioned Mississippi State. Let me get that. Let me confirm real quick as Sam Lubman gives his final thoughts.
If I say Mississippi State baseball, what do you think?
Well, then isn't Will Bednar from Mississippi State?
And?
Will Clark. Will Clark. Oh.
Mississippi.
Oh, I feel ashamed.
It's a shame. It's embarrassing. Sam, what's your final thought?
Well, if we're talking NCAA tournament here, you know, we always love to complain about teams that get snubbed. But on today's episode of Let's Waste Taxpayer Dollars, West Virginia is taking it a little too far. You guys see their governor, Patrick Morsi, is asking his attorney general to investigate West Virginia getting left out of the tournament, that's despite the fact they had 6 quad one wins. But UNC still got in. Like, I get it. You're upset that your team didn't get in, but, like, that is absolutely ridiculous. You don't need to have government officials getting involved with this. You missed the tournament because you weren't good enough. You lost to Colorado in the first round of the Big 12 tournament. Like, no one is clamoring to see West Virginia right now. Like, get over yourself.
Real quick, remember that happened when the Saints got hosed against the Rams in the NFC Championship game? And they were like, the PI, we're going to investigate this. We're going to send it to the courts.
The last thing I want to hear is from politicians.
Yeah, like, what's going to get accomplished? Nothing. They're not going to change
anything.
No, they're
going to waste more of our money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's very stupid.
By the way, the aforementioned matchup, it is against Mississippi State. Number 8, Cal Women's going up against the Mississippi State Bulldogs.
That's 8-9?
That's going to be the 8-9 matchup Saturday, March 22nd, this Saturday.
Let's go.
It's going to be on ESPN2. That's a prime time. It's a 5:30, Joe Shasky, prime time.
Winner gets USC.
Fight on.
Well, 5:30.
Oh, Juju Watkins.
I'm hoping to be at Oracle for the Bruce Mahoney baseball game. That'll be really cool. Reardon plays midday, I believe, against Marin Catholic, and then SISH at 5:30.
Okay, not mad.
I'm hoping to be out there for the Oracle game. Yeah, it should be fun.
Not mad at that at all, Joe Shasky. My final thought is today, don't lose tonight. Don't lose tonight, because tomorrow, Pets heads probably will be falling off. There's going to be a lot of Lloyd Christmases calling in, freaking out. Do not lose tonight. Is Steph going to go? If he's not going to go, I want a big Jimmy Butler game. He had a good shooting performance yesterday. I want more Jimmy tonight. That's my final thought. Brought to you by Xfinity, at home or on the go. You'll get the fastest internet to all your devices. Steiny and Guru are next. Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.